10:34 the time. Welcome to the Mornings with Ed show. And we've been waiting for this for quite some time now, to get live bands back. And if we're going to do it, you got to do it right. You have to do it with the absolute hottest band that you possibly can. We welcome this morning Skylar, Louie, and Grant. They are, of course, Trapdoor Social. Brand new album out called The Motion. It's also going to be part of the full album Friday that Tyler does here. But that album is out right now. And we're going to hear some songs off of that this morning. Here to sing, first of all, Hold Me Down. It is absolutely my pleasure to welcome Trapdoor Social. Here we go, boys.
What's up, Laguna Beach? We're Trapdoor Social. We're here to rock!
We come from under like thunder. Yeah, we're coming. Please don't be alarmed if it's over.
Outro. No one's ever heard it before because we've never done it before. So. That's the Laguna Special. Oh, some extra frosting on there for you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We are back on our dear friend, lovely, lovely Laguna KXFM. Laguna's only FM, and Laguna's best FM also. We love you. We love you so much for all the support over the years. It's good to be back here. We've just released an album last Friday, a few days ago, and that song is on it. It's called The Move. The album's called The Motion. That song was called The Move. The next song is called The Motion. I knew I'd have to admit on air that that was confusingly done, but you know, here we are. This is The Motion, not The Move.
the motion.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I feel it. I hear it. Maybe that's just the waves on the beach. No, I'm going to say that's got to be the people. Laguna. Laguna. The internet. Okay, thank you. Man, so excited to be going to be playing live shows again soon. Wow. I mean, this is our second time performing together as a group since before quarantine. It's good to be back. And we're really excited for live music to be coming back. Hope to come down here for a show sometime. Hopefully we can pack some people in a room, Laguna. What do you say? Let's do it, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Grant. Your obligatory Laguna guy voice. Nice. All right, well, we got one more song to do. What was it? Oh, I know. Could you do the do? Yeah, you can do it.
Alone, I won't last long. Cause you've been there holding me up. I'm gone, automaton, a bag of bones. Cause you were the soul and the blood. When I call, you pretend you're not there. Oh, I get a little bit scared. But I'm wrong more often than not. And I know that you care. Baby, hold me down. No, I don't want it to hurt no more. I need your love and I can't let go. Going under, and we sit here twiddling our thumbs. Our love is the least of our problems. But you say one word, and I jump and I fall. Yeah, the chemicals flare. Ooh, I get a little impaired. But I'm just an animal like anyone, so I hope that you care.
That's Trap.
So nice to be back.
Take it away, Ed. Thank you, guys. That's Trapdoor Social live in our studios. An amazing live set, and we thank them. We're going to get them in here and have a couple of words with them, if you will, about their new album called The Motion, and we'll talk to them about what they've got coming up in the next couple of months. Stick around. We'll be right back with Trapdoor Social. And so we find ourselves coming up on the 11 o'clock hour and having just been dazzled by a live performance of Trapdoor Social. Brand new album is called The Motion. It's out right now. They are going to be full album Friday with Tyler. So you can hear it in its entirety, track by track. Also a cut of everything that's happening. In studio with us, we have Skylar Funk, Louis Gonzalez, and Grant Dickerson. Trapdoor Social with an amazing live set. Thanks, guys. How you doing this morning?
Thank you, man. We're great. I mean, well, I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm having a great time.
These guys are doing awful. I'm good, though.
All right. We got 3 out of 3. That was good. Yeah.
So we said, all right. Yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you, man. And how does that sound happen so early in the morning, man? It was a pretty decent set. Let me tell you that.
Thank you. I've personally been doing vocal warm-ups since like 8 o'clock or so. So
we had a long drive down.
Yeah.
And it helps. Actually,
yeah, put Louis in the backseat with the guitar, mm-hmm. and we're running the songs and stuff. So
yeah.
Right, we got a little warm-up on the way here.
Right on. Yeah, right on. You guys did a great job, man. The new album is called The Motion. Tell us about what went into the writing of that album and most of the songs on it.
Well, so that's a big question because it's a big album. There's 17 songs on there, and it honestly took us a while to make it and get it out. And so it's really a kind of a time capsule. Like we were working on that starting in 2016, some of that stuff, and you know over the years, so 17, 18, you know we were putting in work and writing on that. We were writing as a band a lot. So that was, you know, Merritt was in town and was writing with us. We had a different bassist and a drummer back then. So Ben and Patrick were writing with us. You know, Louis was writing with us. And, you know, a lot of that. And then it just took us a long time to get out. The quarantine somehow slowed it down. And
it's like we had a full good amount of songs to release the whole album, but like way back then.
Sure.
I feel like
could have probably put it out sooner. I mean, COVID somehow slowed us down. Our producer also took almost a year off to record John Mayer's album, and was not available at all for that time. So, you know, it took a little while, but it's out, and it's got a lot of stuff in there that's been released. So singles like, you know, Hold Me Down, Truth, The Move, The Fall, The Lie, All, these are all songs that were from that body of work that we already released.
Right.
And then this that just came out on Friday is the rest, the kind of the rest of the album that holds it together. So.
Right on, man. Right on. Now, did you find it in the last year? Because obviously, if you were quarantined, you're going to be writing, right? I'm imagining you're writing stuff.
Yeah.
Did you find that in the last year your writing was a little darker because of the times that we were living through? Were you writing from a darker, maybe less hopeful place, or were you still, you know?
Good question. I mean, I think the biggest thing that's changed recently about writing is writing with new people, like working with Andrew and Grant. Andrew couldn't make it today because he's at work, but someone's asking.
I thought it was something I said.
Yeah. Nah, Ed, you're delightful. But, you know, those two guys are definitely a new force in the band. You know, Andrew is a songwriter himself and, you know, producer himself. He's got some strong ideas about the way things should sound. And so writing with him is definitely a new influence for the band. But I wouldn't say that that COVID, as hard as it was, man. I mean, like I spent holidays like alone, you know, in my house, you know, with like a roommate and just like missing my family and feeling miserable. And like, but I don't think. Well, I wrote actually one really sad song in December, but
kind of to sum the whole year up with a sad song.
Yeah, no, I sure did. I share it with you guys sometime. But for the most part, I wouldn't say that quarantine, you know, tinted the songwriting in that way too much. Yeah. We've been working a lot with brass bands, so like Top Shelf Brass Band out of Riverside and some other horn sections that we've been playing with. And that has been a new direction for the band that gives a ton of energy to the music. And so if anything, our more recent music is more like high energy, big brassy, big sounds. So.
Here's what I'm finding. That you've added this dimension of creativity to it that is just insane, and I'm digging it. I dig brass, first of all. I have a weakness for brass when it's introduced to rock.
Cool.
Talk about the beauty and the versatility that adding horns does for a project.
Well, we started out with Fine on My Own in high school marching bands, and that was the first kind of horn incorporation that Trapdoor Social had. Traditionally, used to be, you know, more of an alternative rock, you know, almost like emo derived alternative rock band in the first days in our nascency. Right. And then this kind of opened it up, and I was in band as a kid. I could play saxophone. I grew up playing in marching band and stuff. So this kind of really opened it up to us to bring in these marching bands and play with them. And it was really fun to do live. The whole, it'd come out in full regalia for like the last song and surround the crowd. And that was just a great experience. And that's really honestly what has driven it, is the live experience. Like, right, when the horns come out in the show, the thing that happens in the room is the energy goes up. People get stoked, and the action is just doubled. Like, it just, yeah, it's go time from there. And so that like really inspired us to continue to work with marching bands, and we started working with like New Orleans style brass bands, like Top Shelf Brass and LA Brass and Hyde Park Brass in England. When we toured with the B-52s, we had a brass band from the UK came on the whole tour with us, all nine shows.
That is so
the
cool.
Lads. Hello, lads, if you're out there. You know, it's just been something that opens up. It's honestly, it helps me, you know, unleash my inner band nerd and get to play horn again and get to make that part of the music make sense and connect it all together. It's just been so fun to do it. We just keep doing it because it's fun.
It's been great to hear it. And by the way, I think that the lads, you can only really be called the lads in Great Britain. Good time. Good. Try pulling that off in Alabama or something. I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah. It wouldn't really carry over, would it?
I want to tell you a story about the horns and feeling good in particular. I played that last year for the audience, the very first time that I played it for the audience. And I used to think, well, you know what, I got a dozen people that are active and they call and they text once in a while. I played Feeling Good, and I'm not kidding, hundreds and hundreds of calls and texts and, dude, what is that? And
no
dude,
way.
No kidding.
Wow.
No kidding. I now use it regularly on the program, man. It's like it gets me pumped for the day, right?
Dude, so, I love that. Well, we sure wish we wrote it.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. You don't have to. You just have to have performed it better than anyone else, which is what I contest that you did.
Tall order as well, man. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of up against Nina Simone and Muse and some other people.
I give them all the respect whenever I play your version of it, and I give them all the respect that's due. But there has to be a favorite, and that's got to be
man.
That one's mine.
That means a lot. Thank you, and thank you to everyone in Laguna and beyond who call in and harass Ed when you hear our music, man. I guess that's the thing to do. He's going to keep inviting us back as long as that happens.
Yeah. So. Normally, I don't answer the phone because I think it's my bookie. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll pass on him this week. Louis, how'd you get started playing guitar?
Oh, man. I've always, I've had friends that had guitars and always picked it up. And then just kind of played until, after high school, I went into this academy in Pasadena, Lama is what it was called, and there I got a little bit more serious, and then after that I joined the band, and then the rest is history, basically.
Right.
So it's been a bit since I was playing.
Right. I noticed nonverbal communication between the three of you is really exceptional, man. There's this bond that's nonverbal, and you guys were just picking it up in there.
Do some head noddings and little winkies. My favorite story, when Louis talks about going to a music academy, I love to tell the story that we prevented him from graduating by taking him out on tour in 2013, and he was just finishing up with his degree. And I think it's ridiculous because he obviously earned it. He was, a class shy, an attendance shy of it or whatever. And I just think it's ridiculous that they couldn't recognize that he was doing the thing that they had, trained him to do, right, and that ideally people would graduate to go do, which is tour the country and play shows. We went and played the House of Blues in Chicago and all this stuff. And that's why he couldn't get his degree. So Trapdoor Social famously just sabotaged Louis.
One of the professors also said that degree is just a paper. It's really.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Straight up, it's really not that important.
I just printed up my diploma, man.
True.
Right off my own printer. I made it up myself.
Yeah,
it's got a little teddy bear in the bottom corner. Yeah.
Doctor of awesomeness.
Now, yeah. Grant, you came in here and immediately went to our drums. You brought in a cajon of your own, which is fantastic. I noticed you immediately went to the drums.
You got it.
Were you that kid that was banging on pots and pans? Yeah. Were you that kid that everyone had?
Thankfully, my dad was a drummer, so there was already a drum kit.
Nice.
So as like a child, I would just go down there and just like destroy things and try and break it. But I was too little, and he, you know, grew up in the 80s, so this was just a massive drum kit. But yeah, I mean, no matter what, if there's a drum around, like, you have to play it.
Right. Yeah, I totally get that. I totally get that.
It's just necessary.
So when this is a few months back, Tyler, who you spoke with for Full Album Friday, and you know very well, told me, dude, you have to see them live. They're just amazing live. So I'm wondering if in this last year, if missing out on over a year of live audience shows, did that solidify the fact that not only is touring good for moving new music, but it's an emotional need for artists and an emotional need for yourselves because of that instant feedback?
I mean, it's absolutely something we've missed. It's something we've missed a lot. And you know, we had one of our most incredible shows right before quarantine was with Grant Owens, actually. And we found new music in Bar Lubitsch in West Hollywood. And we brought Top Shelf Brass Band, and the place was just packed and, like, just sweaty, packed, you know, your classic, like, near sold out, just like packed club, you know, vibe. And the energy in the room was incredible. Top Shelf Brass closed out the night and everyone was just dancing. You know, to have that kind of experience and then to have to stop playing shows for over a year.
Right.
It's just so exciting to know that that's what we get to go back to, and that's coming again. Like, we can bring that back out. And so,
and as awesome as the last show was, so I'm looking back to, like, between 2017 and 2019 and love the balance that you struck, especially toward the end of when that last show was. So right at toward the end of 2019, love that balance. Is there a fear of feeling a need to catch up really too fast, you know, to get back to your own trajectory of where it was?
I mean, I would say the thing for me that comes up about that is just that, like, I have friends, you know, who are in bands that are announcing, like, so my buddy Brandon Carter plays trumpet in The Dip, which is an awesome band out of Seattle. Right. And they're, like, announcing a Telluride Jazz Festival and stuff in Colorado. And they're announcing, you know, other shows and tours. Right. And, you know, I get a little envious or a little fear of missing out, you know, or whatever, seeing, you know, those get announced, being like, well, you know, when's our shows? But when I talk to the guys, it's kind of like, no rush. Like, our shows are coming. We don't want to, you know, we didn't want to rush it and be playing a show before it was safe. You know, we didn't want to, like, you know, be the super spreader event at the end of the pandemic.
Right,
you know, just
right.
Like, we're so close to being able to just have this, you know, safely.
Right.
That we've really kind of just put on the no rush about it, and those shows will come.
Yeah.
I've
found that getting the vaccine is like wearing a fireproof suit, man. It's like, okay, I feel that sense of security. And we're all sitting here unmasked. We're all vaccinated.
There's
love, like, in the room, man.
Yeah, dude.
But even wearing that fireproof suit, I wouldn't walk into a flame. I wouldn't walk into a fire with it.
Absolutely.
But I get where you guys are at there. You were 10 years ahead of the curve by doing shows that were run by solar power. You created and ran Sunstock, the solar festival. Tell us about your feeling for solar power, your feeling for energy and the change.
The other co-founder of the band, Merritt Graves, and I met in college in Claremont, California, at Pomona College, doing environmental studies. And so the first things that we ever geeked out about were music, songwriting, stuff we were listening to and trying to write, and of course the stuff we were studying in our class, which, you know, we felt to be these very urgent existential issues about what we're doing to our planet and what future generations are going to have to deal with because of what we're doing. And you know, that carried into our band. When we created the band, we wanted it to stay a vessel for change, something that could start conversations, could potentially, you know, affect the discourse and you know, use art to try to make the world a better place has always kind of been the goal with me and Merritt. And so, you know, we were able to invest in this solar generator. It's a mobile solar generator that's built into our touring trailer that is a 3.5 kilowatt, you know, output generator that we can set up and play a show anywhere that there's space. We have a sound system, a mixing board, lights, cables, stands, everything you need
to run a rock concert outdoors, you know, on the beach in the backyard, and wineries, breweries, colleges, all kinds of places that we have set it up around the country. You know, I would say running Sunstock, the festival itself, was right. like too much work. That's just a different job that was taking 7 months out of my year and like just trashing my sleep schedule, my lifestyle. That was pretty brutal. But having the solar generator is a ton of fun and right. is something that we want to do more, you know, especially as things open up later in the year and as it's happening. Like, if you here in Laguna or wherever you're listening, if you have a space where we could come and throw a concert, you know, hit us up at Trapdoor Social on, you know, Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message and say, you know, hey, I've got a yard. Y'all should come play. And we'll throw a little show. The hardest part, funny enough, is finding those places to play.
Right.
Because in the city of LA where we live, you can get shut down for having that much sound, you know.
Right.
One neighbor doesn't like it and they call the cops and, you know.
Right. And you're finding that a lot of places.
And it's crazy. So, yeah. So, we're, you know, we just need a spot to do it. And we love hearing from people who, you know, we've done backyard shows and wineries and breweries and all sorts of stuff. So, we're down. We love it.
You know, it would be cool. So we just this past weekend, a bunch of locals here in town went out on our kayaks and paddle boards to clean the kelp beds out here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And even though it's a protected environment, there's just a ton of trash out there, man. It gets stuck in the kelp. And as I was coming back in, I thought, this beachfront, what an awesome spot to have a live show. Wouldn't that be cool to just do it on the shore, face your backs to the water, and then have the crowd facing the water?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
I'm gonna get some of my best people on that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, okay. See the station staff like whirring their fingers and wheels is happening.
So. Buzzing around like bees right now.
Yeah, let's
go. So hot sauce guy, man. Tell me about Uncle Sky's hot sauce.
Okay, well, this is a little side hustle of mine. I've been a hot sauce addict for, you know, quite a while, and for some time I was just buying, you know, too much hot sauce and needed to save money. So I started throwing peppers in blenders and, you know, seeing what happened just to feed my own habit, you know.
Right.
I came across a recipe that was really fun and I wanted to share it. So that was oven roasted sweet potatoes, chipotles in adobo, water, vinegar, salt, and some super hot peppers just to spike it a little tiny, tiny bit. Overall, the sauce is pretty mild, but this sauce we showed to our producer, Kurt Schneider,
right.
and he said something like, well, if you ever make another one like it, I'll buy some. And I decided right then the name of the sauce should be Popular Demand because one guy ever requested it. And I've spent the next 6 years just hustling it on people, you know. It's my side hustle. A little quarantine project of mine was to get my business license, seller's permit, LLC, website, get it out of my kitchen and into a commercial kitchen. It's actually in Oceanside, which I wish was closer, but it is what it is. Great people there run the kitchen and make the hot sauce for me now.
So you're not just funneling it into bottles yourself in your kitchen, right?
Not anymore. For the okay. first 5 years, I was. But as of last fall, I wasn't ever doing it by myself. I would buy beer and snacks and get my friends to come over and help me with it. So
right.
Thanks to all my friends who've helped me make hot sauce over the years.
Right. Now, considering you an expert, I brought you a little sauce today. I'm rather proud of my chimichurri.
It's beautiful, Ed.
Thank you.
I'm gonna stick my finger in it.
I actually brought you forks and knives, and yeah, so okay, you can all you've all got a taste there.
Yeah, okay,
you're covered, and
we're going in.
I hope you like garlic. It's garlicky.
Oh,
so
man.
We're here. Drum roll as we take the taste test.
Eat the whole thing. What are you guys gonna try? Just kidding. I'll leave a little for you. Mmm. Ooh. Whoa.
So we're waiting for the expert to tell us.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. It's creamy.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It's garlicky. It's that green herb is not cilantro, right?
It's parsley.
It's parsley. Yeah. Right. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, they're digging it up. Okay. Yeah. Let's make this.
Olive oil in there.
Yeah.
Hints of lemon.
Yes.
Chimichurri,
yes.
Lemon in there.
A playful hint of lemon.
A playful hint. Yes.
Culinary genius. I wasn't aware of.
Just a dash, man. What
dude, that's delicious. I'm gonna eat the heck out of this. I think we're gonna have lunch afterward because we haven't eaten yet today. I'm gonna eat this whole thing.
This is a good breakfast.
Yeah. Right on, man. There's a ton of great spots here in town. And I tell you that with the thought of having you back soon.
Yeah.
All right. We have to do this again soon. And since you have 17 songs on the album, you can really come back like every other day.
There you go.
Give us another couple of songs, man.
Another thing. The commute's easy.
All right.
Ed, can I make you try my hot sauce?
I would love to.
Okay. Here
I would love to. Oh, he's got it in a holster. Oh, my God.
Okay. Here you go.
It comes in a holster. All right. Now, is this something I'm trying right here?
Yeah. You got to crack it open. All right. Throw some on the back of your head. Fresh.
Shake it a little bit here. All right.
Super fresh.
Comes out quick. Mm-hmm. I used to have the little flow restrictor on there, the little drip top thing. Got rid of that. We're in the new age of abundance.
Right, because we want flow. We want it on. We want to pour it, man. Hot sauce should be poured.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, so here, hold on a second. I'm going to get this off.
No problem. We have.
You know, that could probably go really well with the chimichurri.
Oh, that's exactly what we're on Instagram Live here, hanging out with our fans. And Ingrida Janet de Mexico dice. Con un choripan, dice.
Oh, sí, un choripan. Sí.
Y Dan Molfino también está diciendo chimichurri.
Yeah.
Le gustan.
Yeah. Con mucho gracias. Sí, yo voy a hacer un choripan esta tarde cuando me llego a la casa.
Okay, con nosotros.
Con ustedes, sí.
Vamos a comer en su casa.
Dos millas. Yo vivo acá 2 millas.
Perfect.
I'm tasting the hot sauce.
Oh, yeah, it's flowing. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, man, getting it.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. So here's the deal. It feels fantastic going past the tongue and into the throat and down, and then there's that scent that you get afterwards. That right between the nasal and where you taste it, it stays right there. It lingers. It's beautiful. That's delicious.
Wow.
Thank you.
Interesting analogy. Thank you, Ed.
That's you, man. It's all you. Thank you.
It hit Ed's T-spot.
It hit my... And that may be the first time my T-spot has been hit.
Hey, this is the first time for everything, dude. Welcome to the club. All right. Amazing. Well, thanks for trying it and for allowing us to shamelessly plug Uncle Skye's popular demand on air here in Laguna Beach. You can pick it up at uncleskyes.com.
Fantastic.
And we appreciate it.
Fantastic. The new album is The Motion. It's out now. How do we purchase it, or where do we pick it up that will most benefit the band?
Well, so far, we're mostly just streaming it. You can buy it on, Apple Music. I think we get like, I don't know, 60, 70% of that. So that's much appreciated if you want to buy it there. You know, the support that feels great is to hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, social media. Share our music, tag us, and let us know that KX sent you, because we love hearing from new fans and folks in here in Laguna Beach and wherever you're listening from, and we really appreciate it.
Right on, man. Yeah. Skylar Funk, Louis Gonzalez, Grant Dickerson, the band is Trapdoor Social, the new album, The Motion. I cannot thank you gentlemen enough for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us, Ed. Man. This is awesome.
It was a blast.